In Perek Yud Aleph, we have the topic of Nigei Begadim. So we've completed, except for the 14th Perek, which deals with the Tara of Mitzara, we've completed the four types of Tzaras that apply to a person, Nigei Adam. The first Mishnah starts, we're doing now Mishnayos Aleph and Beis. Kol habagodim mitamim binagoyim. All garments, and that'll be qualified later on, are susceptible to the goyim chutz mishalakum, with the exception of garments that apply to an oved avodah zarah, to a non-Jew. Halokeh begodim in ha'akum ireh b'tchila. So the Rav says, if a person buys garments from a goy, it should be seen as tamei to begin with. Now remember, we had a Mishnah earlier about a beharis that a akum had when he was an akum, and then he converts, and the beharis is still there, that it's tahor. And this is different, however. There, the beharis that he had was first of all in his goof, and that beharis, once it's not susceptible, because he's a non-Jew, susceptible to negoyim, it remains non-susceptible. But by begodim it's different. By begodim, the only reason why the beged is not susceptible, because it's in the reshus of an akum. And here's what the Rav says: you're a bit chila. Afilu benege shahoya behem kodim shaboli de Yoel. Even with a nega that was on the garment before it came to the hands of a Jew, the high beged have a chazi lenegoim. It's fit for negoim. Elo shereshuso shel akum hoisem akeves. It's the reshus, it's the property rights of the akum that stops it. In other words, by an animate beged, the neg is a nega, and it just happens to be that because it's not in the property of a Jew, it's not there's no din of negoyim to it that time. Whereas in the case of the akum, whatever an akum has in his skin, a peheris is tahor. And once it's tahor, when he converts, after conversion, remains tahor. So elu shirushushal goyim hoyesim akeves. Look, yomim shohoya behem anega bioda brishus akum. The days in which he had the garment had this nega, when it was still in brishus of the akum, enim olim lo min aminyan. They don't count for anything. So Tosus Yemtiv is a little bit bothered by the language of the Rav, because after all, it's not a matter of days that were there. He says, I don't understand what he's talking about, the matter of days here. Until the Kohen sees this beged, the gozrel of Hechlet or Hezger, kilu einohu, this is of no consequence. It's the Kohen who passes that it's tummy. It's not coming into the reshus of the Yisroel. If he doesn't show it to a Kohen for a month, it's not tummy until he shows it to a Kohen. So now, once it comes into the reshus of Yisroel, and the Kohen sees it, then it's viewed as the beginning of a nega in that garment. Now, second, we're talking about begodim that don't that aren't shaykh to, that aren't in the parsh of nege begodim. So he's va'oros hayom einam mitami b'negoyim. So the Rav brings a pasuk. These are oros from fish, whales, sharks, from sea creatures or aquatic creatures. Deksiv lepishtim letzemer or ba'or Matzemru pishtim min hagodel be'oretz. Tzemer, wool, and flax are species that grow on land. Afor mimin hagodel be'oretz. But the Mishnah then says something very interesting. So v'oros hayom einu mitamim ben goyim chibur lahem min ha'godel ba'oretz. If you mechaber to them, and the Rav says with too good the chif is too a double knot, you pull through once and tighten and twice and tighten. Afilu chod, afilu mashiach, even a thread, even a string. Dover shu mekabel tuma, not tuma snegoyim, but just as mekabel tuma. That is then that skin from the or dogim, the oros hayom, is tamei b'negoyim. It's a peladik halacha that here, just by giving it some attachment, even though the attachment itself is not pertinent to negoyim. Nigei Bigodim, nevertheless, since it is an attachment that's pertinent to, gives it some shaykhus to the land, now that Begid becomes susceptible, this Oros Ayam becomes susceptible to Nigei Bigodim. That's the end of Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis says, Semer Gemolim v'Semer Ruchelim. The understanding of Mishnah Beis is that you have Pishtim, and Semer, Stam Stemer is Semer Ruchelim. In fact, the Rabbeinu Tam Shita is by Tzitzis too. You're not Yotze, Tzitzis Yoraisa, except with a garment that's either flax, linen, or Tzemer Rochel, only Tzemer Rochel. Not any other materials are not chayiv in Tzitzis Yoraisa. So, if you have Tzemer Gemolim, which is not shayach to the Beged the Torah is talking about, but Tzemer Rochelim, Shetorfim, and you mix them, Erevun V'Osumihem Beged. You mix them, either spun the threads together, whatever, and you made a beged, a combination from both these types of wool. The wool of camel and wool of lamb. Im rov min hagmalim, einem mitami bin agoyim. If the majority of the material is from gemolim, is from camel, then it's not mitami bin agoyim. Im rov min haruchelim, if the majority is from ruchelim, from lamb, mitami bin agoyim. Now, megalomexa mitami bin negoyim. That's how we paskin. The Kesef Mishnah points out, lomexa mitami bin negoyim, the loka Reb Shimon b'Tosefta. Apparently, there's a Vashita of Reb Shimon in the Tosefta of negoyim. Domer hoil v'sofek negoyim lohakel megzil mexa tohor. And the Rash brings down this Vashita of Reb Shimon. Ubiklaim the Chatosus Yemdim says Nami Dino Hachik Moshe Shurinu's awesome. The Mex is Tomei. Now the Yochinu Boaz, the Tiferes Yisrael, says something very interesting. The reason why Mexel Mex is Tomei, Lomish Mesfeku Dirais, it's not because it's a Sufik from the Torah. The Nechushim at Semer Harachelim, whom Ma'at Yosir, mit Semer Hagmalim. That maybe we're concerned, maybe that Semer Gamal Harachelim is a little bit more. Lesser, this is not a consideration. Chara de Kaimalon, the Bidei Adam, Evshulitzam. Same, we hold that if something is brought about through human hands, that Bidei Shemayim, it's possible to be exact and precise in measuring, so we can know which is more. Besu Hari Kaimalon, the Sofik Negoim, Ashlo Nizkak, the Tuma, before they're involved in Tuma, Tohar. So it's not me din sofek, it's just a din that you hear that you need a majority, the material has to be defined as semer gemalim as opposed to semer rechelim. And if it's mexa mexa, it's not. It doesn't have to be defined as semer rechelim. It has to be defined as a non-semer rechelim to be exempt from the union of big day from nigei begodim. Then the chena pishtun via canvas, the same thing. Pishtun flax is a material that's susceptible to negoyim, and canvas is not. Shetorfim zebezef, if you put you spun the threads together and mix them together, made a garment wove them together in a garment. If the majority is canvas, and there's no big negay begadim. If the majority is pishtun, there is, and certainly also, if it's mexo, it's tamei be tumas negoyim, be tamei be negoyim. That's Mishnah base.